Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show. Think about a situation where one of your best friends accidentally gets you fired. How would you handle that?
Accidentally gets you fired?
Yep, they didn't mean to do it, but what they did, their actions caused for you to probably be fired.
So they accidentally walked into HR's office when they thought it was somebody else's and narked on me.
Not exactly. Okay. So let me explain. My lady's friend is in a tough spot, and it's all because she does not know how to say no. And she was going on a work trip. The work trip is in a really nice location. I forget the location, but it's a nice place to go. So her best friend, she calls her best friend to tell her about this work trip and how excited she is. And her best friend immediately is like, oh, my God, I want to come with. Can I come with you? She really didn't want her to come because it wasn't that kind of trip, obviously.
Why didn't she say no?
That's what I would never understand, because when I got this story from my lady, it was like, this is a no-brainer. Tell her no, it's a work trip. The conversation's over. It's done.
Right.
And she was like, she just didn't feel right telling her no. And I guess in her defense, her best friend is going through a lot, and she's going through a divorce, and she's in a lonely place at the time. So she just saw it as she was trying to find a way to, I guess, keep herself busy and entertained so she doesn't have her mind on all the things going wrong.
Okay. Is this about to be a story of no good deed goes unpunished?
Absolutely it is.
Yeah.
So she doesn't want to tell her no. She ends up letting her come on a trip. In talking to my lady about it, she's like, look, I have to work one of the days. The other day I'm free. We'll have the free day. As long as we're not out the night before I have to give up and get this big presentation, we'll be fine. So she really didn't see, like, how can it really go wrong, even though she really didn't want her to come.
Mm-hmm.
So she lets her come, and they have this plan to where she gets there, and they're not going to do anything. They're just going to kind of go to sleep. She has a big presentation the day after they get there in the morning. She's going to prepare for that. She's going to give her presentation, and then they pretty much have the rest of the day to do whatever they want to do. What could possibly go wrong?
It seems pretty foolproof.
Right. So where I thought the first part of it, where I was like, maybe this is a man and a woman thing, the difference of how this would have been handled, I'm certainly not getting the same room. That would have been the first difference.
Oh, no, you're saving money. Like, yeah, of course we're going to share the same room, because that's the whole point of coming on the trip.
So
because the company's paying for the hotel room. So now your friend gets to ride for free.
Bingo. So she's like, free trip, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So they share a room. And as my lady's telling me this story, I am trying to put together already how she could possibly have put her in a situation to where she almost gets fired. And I just couldn't think of one. I'm like, I just cannot imagine what could go wrong. So apparently what happened was, so she's giving, like, this is, I don't know her company dynamic, but I know that whatever presentation she's giving is pretty much like make or break for not only her, but maybe for this company. It's that big of a deal, whatever she's presenting to the clients that they're presenting it to. So she's presenting this on her iPad. So I guess at this point, her iPad is everything. That's where all the information is. That's where all of everything that she's prepped is ready to go. For whatever reason, I guess the friend decided to go out and have a couple of drinks. Even though she didn't, she stayed back at the hotel, was focused on her work the next day. But when the friend got back, she had this idea. She had a few drinks. She went out there and she had a night by herself. And she decided to set up the safe in the room. So thinking that she's doing her friend a solid.
No.
She puts the iPad in the safe with all of the jewelry and whatever else that she put in there.
Oh, no.
No.
When the friend got up in the morning, said, hey, girl, where's my iPad? The drunk friend, who's a little bit hungover, doesn't remember the code.
Oh. No.
She put the code in while she was hammered.
Oh, my God.
So the friend gets up at like 4 in the morning, like trying to find her iPad, Can't find it. The friend is like, oh, it's in the safe. She tells her what she believes the pen is. The pen is not working. Friend gets out the bed. You're doing something wrong. She puts the pen in. Pen is not working. She was blacked out drunk. She don't remember the pen that she put in at this point. She thinks the safe is actually the safe. It's not her. It's like, she's like, no, this is the pen I use every single time. I know I use this pen. But either way, the friend is like, it doesn't matter. I have to go to work. I need my iPad like now. So they end up having to call someone to come in from the hotel room, which takes a while. It's super early in the morning. I guess the person that they had to call was off site.
Oh, Jesus.
So at this point, she cannot be there on time. There's no way she's going to make it.
Those things are a hassle. I had the same similar situation happen. And it's not just a matter of you putting in some random 000 code for security. It's way more complicated than that.
Which she learned, like the guy actually has to come and open it up. Yeah. And it's a whole thing. So, long story less long, it ends up taking them about 30 minutes to come and finally get it. She has to call her boss and say, like, what story do you even tell? She ends up just telling the truth. And boss is obviously pissed. It's like, are you kidding me? This has to happen. You have to present with or without the iPad. Oof. So she ends up having to go to work, now has to present without the iPad.
Oh my God.
Does a horrible job on the presentation.
Oh, no.
And now she doesn't know what's going to happen, but she's pretty sure that she's getting fired behind this. This is crazy because a friend didn't mean to do it.
Right.
But she did it.
Uh-huh. You did it. Yep. So I feel for her.
Her friend has to take accountability. The whole, like, they were supposed to get there and just chill in the hotel room and go to bed. Her friend did not do that and went out and got hammered, and that's what caused this.
And I'm sure she also feels bad about the fact that her friend is already going through so much in life that it's not your fault if you cut her off. She said they ended up leaving that day. Like, they didn't even stay the rest of the day. She was, as soon as she got back from work, they went back, and they have not spoke to each other since. So my lady doesn't even have the update of whether or not she got fired because she's not talking to anybody right
now. See, this is the reason right here why I consciously made the effort about 6 years ago to just not do anything nice for anybody else. I'm way ahead on this.
I think you're onto something.
All right, Messy Mikey here is like a fish out of water in town now. Inside the perimeter is not normally his comfort zone, and he's finding out why.
Yeah, I don't know geography, but I've been riding MARTA. I like MARTA, I found out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's convenient. It's cheap.
And it's fun.
And just for some context here, you lived outside the perimeter all your life,
all
right?
All my life.
Okay,
and
now you're in Midtown.
I live in Midtown. Okay. And there's a MARTA station like 2 blocks away from my apartment.
Perfect.
So open Saturday, me and the lady and I, my grandpa got onto me, the lady and I, we decided, let's jump on MARTA. Let's go down to Little Five Points. I hear it's weird and there's weird things to do. So
it's known for its weirdness.
Yeah. So we get on. I look at the map. I don't really know how to ride MARTA, but I go in and I look at the map. There's all those little dots. And I say, 5 points. There's a dot right there. I want to go to the 5 points. I don't know what in the heck is happening at the 5 points MARTA station. One of the weirdest places I've ever been in my life. The doors open. People run out. There was nobody was taking their time. They ran. They ran out of the station and then disappeared. We get up to the street level. It is a absolute ghost town. Nobody exists in this part of town. I thought this was Little 5 points. Turns out this is 5 points. Did you know there was a difference?
There's a big 5 points?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a big difference. Like two completely different places.
I've been here entire, like, 25 years and didn't know this.
It was like there was relics of the Olympics past. Right whenever we got to the street, there was a girl just crying. There was tumbleweeds. I swear there was tumbleweeds coming down the street. It was a 50-minute scooter ride to get to the actual Little 5 points. One of the weirdest, not even scariest, just weirdest places I've ever been. There were like pigeons.
You open up the door and it's like the set of The Rest of Us.
Yeah, it was the weirdest place I've ever been.
5 points is very, very weird, and it's unsettling when you go, and I don't know why, because it feels kind of abandoned. But I lived right by Little 5, and they could not be more different.
Really?
It was very bizarre.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't either. The name is a reference to 5 points, which is the center of downtown Atlanta. Little 5 points refers to the intersection at the center of the neighborhood.
That is good. I had no idea.
No, really didn't know they were two separate places.
So nobody has any business ever at 5 points.
Okay,
just so you know.
Get off on Little 5 points, not 5 points.
That's right.
Got it. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.